Evening Conference Committee on House File 961 will come to order. I would like to announce that this meeting will take place in accordance with House Rule 10.01. This meeting may be viewed on House Public Information TV, which is available on the House website. First, we will introduce ourselves. I'm Representative Rob Eklund, representing District 3A in Northeastern Minnesota. Representative Greenman.
I am Representative Emma Greenman. 63B, South Minneapolis and Eastern Richfield.
Representative Novotny. Thank you, Emma.
You're muted.
I think you're muted, Representative Novotny.
Representative Novotny, Elk River, Big Lake, and Otsego, 38th.
Thank you. Senator Howe, would you like to introduce your conferees?
Sure. I'm Senator Jeff Howe. I represent District 13. Senator Deasy.
Hi, my name is Carrie Dukesek. I represent East Minneapolis.
And Senator, I lost you, Duckworth.
Thank you. Zach Duckworth, Senate District 58, Lakeville, Farmington, and Southern Dakota County.
Well, thank you, everybody, and thank you for the introductions. Members, Ms. Marta James from Nonpartisan House Research will explain the bill and present the proposed conference committee report. After her explanations, members will have an opportunity to ask questions, and then we'll vote on the conference committee report. Please proceed, Ms. James.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members. So the draft conference committee report essentially provides that the House language will be used as amended to remove Section 4. So to go through the walkthrough, I'll be referring to the House language, and that was also emailed out, and that's H0961-3. Sections 1 and 2 in the House language are identical to the Senate language. Section 1 creates a new law enforcement supervisors unit under the Public Employment Labor Relations Act, otherwise known as PELRA. Section 2 removes the right to sever from the General Supervisory Employees Unit for certain law enforcement supervisors. And Section 3 clarifies what will happen during the transition to the new unit. Employees that in the positions that will be covered by the new unit will remain in their existing plan until a new collective bargaining agreement is negotiated and approved with the elected exclusive representative. Section 3 also allows positions that are currently represented by MMA to remain in MMA. And then in the draft conference committee report, like I indicated, Section 4 is deleted and will not be in the language. And that is the draft.
Thank you, Ms. James. Any questions from members? This could be the shortest conference committee in history.
You know what? I like it.
All right. Seeing no questions, I move that the conference committee report, House File 961, be adopted. Mr. Petrie, please take the roll, starting with House side and then the Senate side.
Representative Eklund.
Yes.
Representative Eklund, yes. Representative Greenman.
Yes.
Representative Greenman, yes. Representative Novotny.
Novotny, yes.
Representative Novotny, yes. Senator Howe.
Howe, aye.
Howe, aye. Senator Duckworth.
Yes.
Senator Duckworth, yes. Senator Dietzick.
Yes.
Senator Dietzick, yes. And Mr. Chair, we have 6 ayes and 0 nays.
Vote of 6 ayes, 0 nays, the House, or 6, 3 ayes and 0 nays on the House side and 3 ayes and 0 nays on the Senate side. The motion passes and the conference committee report on House File 961 is adopted. Members, please check your email so you can immediately provide an electronic signature of the conference committee report for the advisor's office. Any questions? No more business in front of us. This conference committee is adjourned. Thank you, everybody, for your promptness. I appreciate it.
It's just too bad.